بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala would say, حاسبوا قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوا قبل أن توزنوا وتعرضوا وتزينوا للعرض الأكبر. The meaning of which is that take a stock of yourselves before your reckoning will be taken, before your hisab kitab will be taken on the day of Qiyamah. Make hisab of yourselves, of your lives, of your a'mal, and weigh your deeds before your deeds will be weighed. In other words, be careful, be cautious of what you are doing. Make sure you do not do those things that will make your scales which are weighing your deeds, the bad deeds, heavier than the good deeds. Like a person is careful and he makes sure when he takes stock of his goods, he checks all his assets, his liabilities. His liabilities must not be more than his assets. So like that, a person has to take stock of himself. Hasibu, he has to make hisab. And he has to check every single day, what type of amal am I doing? Am I doing righteous deeds? Am I doing pious deeds? Before the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will take hisab kitab. And on that day a person has no chance to do anything wrong or crook, any measuring there or any weighing. On that day every single deed will be weighed. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍ يَرَهُ. Every single deed, even equivalent to the weight of an atom, good deed or bad deed, the person will see it on the scales when they will be weighed. Our a'mal nama, our registers, will not leave out any big deed or small deed, good or bad. Every single thing is recorded. Therefore he says, وَتَزَيَّنُوا, and decorate, adorn yourself with good deeds, with good a'mal, with pious deeds. For the day of presentation, the great day of presentation, or the great presentation before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. On the day of Qiyamah, when you will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing will be hidden from you. Every single thing that you did, you uttered, you said, you performed, everything will be glaring in front of you. Person won't be able to deny. In fact, in some riwayat, a person will pretend as though he didn't do those things. Allah will zip his lips. And then his other limbs will speak. And they will bear testimony against him. The person will realize that he cannot escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before all this happens, before the day of judgment takes place, before the day of presentation or presenting ourselves, our amal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place, we should decorate, beautify our a'mal. Make sure we have ikhlas, sincerity in any and every action that we do, and make sure we are doing it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The action has to be authorized by sharia, and do it with sincerity. The person should increase his a'mal saliha. He should do good deeds. And this is what Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala is saying. We have iman, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without iman, a person is destined, is doomed for jahannam. Man leaves this world without iman. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا abada, in jahannam he'll remain perpetually. So Allah has given us iman. For this we make shukr. And I mentioned last week, we have to preserve our iman. And we have to make sure that we do not do those things that will destroy our iman. And we should get an iman which is kamil, perfect. This is what we discussed last week. With iman is amali salih. And Allah has made various promises in the Quran. Inna ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Walladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Iman, amali salihat. Iman, amali salihat. They always come together. Rasulullah s.a.w. explained that the kalima la ilaha illallah, that was iman, is the miftahu jannah. It is the key to jannah. You don't have this key, you can't enter jannah. But every key that we have, it goes into a lock. And the key has teeth, the sharp edgings at the bottom you will find. This fits into the design that is made in the lock. If that edging and the teeth of the key does not match that lock, it won't open the lock. So our amal that we do, the amal is saliha, which Allah has mentioned in the Quran, Rasulullah has mentioned in the books, in the ahadith. These are our good deeds. These are the teeth of that key, which is the key to Jannah. So with iman, we can't just sit back and relax and say, no, now we won't read salat and we won't discharge zakat and we won't do this. We have to do those good actions. We have to perform those good actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. So amale saliha causes purification of our lives. It brings purification of the heart. It makes the person's life become clean and pure, provided it is done with sincerity, according to the sunnah, and done properly, rigidly, consistently, and a person abstains from amali sayyi'ah, from evil deeds. So when he does good deeds, it's going to wipe off his sins. It is going to make him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his life is going to become pure. His actions will become pure. His heart will become pure. Allah says, do not cause corruption. Fasad. Fasad is the opposite of salah. Salah means reformation, purification, something to be good, in a perfect order. And fasad, opposite. Corruption, mischief, evil. So Allah says, after Allah has caused reformation and rectification and good in the world by sending down Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final Nabi into this world, with the Quran Majid, with ahkamat of Sharia, with laws of Sharia, divine laws, Allah sent down Quran Majid, Allah sent down Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a time when there was zulumat, darkness in the world. Absolute darkness of kufr, shirk. There was no tawheed, worshipping of one Allah alone. People who worship various things, the sun, the moon, the stars. There was chaos, anarchy, fighting, killings, wars, superstition. There was only filth of zina, of drinking alcohol. At that time, Allah Ta'ala brought Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who brought nur into the world. He removed the darkness that pervaded the world. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in embraced Islam. They came out of the period of jahiliyyah, ignorance. At the time when they should bury their own daughters alive, Islam brought them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They brought iman. They did good deeds. And Allah brought purification, reformation in the world. Allah then says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Now after Allah has brought good into the world, O people, do not cause mischief, corruption, don't cause fasad in the world. Ask ourselves, are we causing mischief by our sins? Mufassirin, you can check the tafsirs, they've mentioned, بِاسْتِمْرَارِ الْمَعَاسِ. How do you cause mischief and corruption in the world? By you perpetually, all the time, you're committing sins all the time. You're doing ma'asi, dhunub. A person has some shop, he's got a factory, he's got a warehouse, he's got a big operation taking place, mashallah. And everything is done perfectly well. It is clean, the machinery is running beautifully, properly, he's got engineers, everything is doing very well. Smooth sailing, business is prosperous, there's no issues, there's no problems. And suddenly somebody who has some malicious intention, he's got some weakness or some an evil eye, and now he wants to cause some mischief. So he damages this machinery. Or he does something which causes a fire in the factory. And all those things are now being destroyed. How does the person feel? After he brought everything, the business, to such a peak, and everything was booming, all the effort we made, and now the person comes and causes mischief. A mother who cleans her child, gives the child a nice bath, everything, and now they're about to go somewhere. And then they find the child takes a chocolate and messes all his clothing. The mother said, I just washed you, I cleansed you. And now you're doing this. In a similar way, Allah has brought such beauty in this dunya. Allah has brought noor. Allah has removed the darkness. Now when we have come, and now we are bringing zulumat in our hearts, in our lives, in our society, in our surroundings, into the ummat, by doing ma'asi, dhunub. Ulama say, he's making mukhalafat of the shari'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this is part of fasad. So, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to enter Jannah with that iman and with that key which has the teeth, that is amal saliha, and the person then is prosperous in this world because of the good he's doing. Allah will bring good for him, and in the akhirat, where he will remain in Jannah perpetually. There'll only be happiness for him there. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma used to mention, إِنَّ لِلْحَسَنَةِ لَنُورًا فِي الْقَلْبِ. Good deeds, amal saliha, brings light, brings noor in the heart. وَضِيَاءً فِي الْوَجْهِ. It brings a glow on the face of the person also. وَقُوَّةً فِي الْبَدَنِ. It gives him physical strength. Person who does good deeds, it will actually give him physical strength. وَمَحَبَّةً فِي الْخَلْقِ. Allah will make his makhluq love the person. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Allah will put muhabbat in the hearts of the people for him. وَزِيَادَةً فِي الرِّزْقِ. Allah will give him barakah in his rosy, in his sustenance also. These five things have been mentioned by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, and then he explained the converse of it. Then a person does bad deeds, evil deeds, it will cause darkness in his heart, darkness on his face. Allah will make his body become weak, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't make the makhluk love him. Allah won't give him barakah in his rosy. So amal saliha is imperative that we do good deeds. Many times a person will say, but that man is reading salat and all, but he's still doing people down. He's deceiving, he's cheating. See how he's treating his family members. And the other person, you don't see him doing any good deeds, but see his akhlaq, such a good person he is. So yes, Shariat does not say that you must do amal and cheat people and deceive people. No. Part of ahkam of Sharia, part of amal is saliha, is to make sure you fulfill hukukul ibad. You fulfill the rights of people. So we look at the outset, the person is in first saf, mashallah, he's reading salat, he's reading tahajjud. But he is doing wrong, he's cheating people. This is incorrect. That means his amal is saliha is not perfect, not correct. He's taking the medication the doctor has prescribed, person has got cholesterol, Allah save us, or he's got sugar, so some medication he has to take. He's taking that medication, but with that, he's eating all those things that are going to be detrimental to his heart and to his life. So if he's got cholesterol, he's not supposed to eat some fatty foods, he's eating that. He's got sugar, he's eating chocolates and sweets. He's taking the medication and he's still doing wrong. And on the other hand, the person a good akhlaq, which is excellent. But that does not mean you mustn't do amal saliha. The key to Jannah has teeth. You have to do amal saliha. You have to fulfill the rights of people. You have to have good akhlaq. Both of these things are important. We cannot be selective in our amal. Do things which are easy for us, which we may be enjoying, and leave out the rest of the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers and elders, may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to strengthen our iman, perfect our iman, and we make a concerted effort in doing a'mal saliha, those righteous deeds, those deeds which are good which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Do it with sincerity and make sure it is according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and try and do many, many, many amal saliha. We do not know which amal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will choose, and that will be the means of our entry into paradise. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Rosh Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الله forgive us of our sins, يا الله. يا الله forgive us every single sin we have committed, my Allah. The darkness of the night in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, Saghira, Kabira Gunas, Amad and Khatan, Ya Allah, whatever Gunas we have made, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, strengthen our Iman, my Allah. Give us a perfect Iman. Give us tawfiq of being Amal, Ya Saliha, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us do it correctly with Ikhlas, Ya Allah, according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, you accept it, my Allah. Grant us Hayatan Tayyibah, my Allah. Give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam, my Allah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, we cannot take the heat, Ya Allah, of this dunya. How are we going to bear the heat of Jahannam, my Allah? Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. How are we going to bear the heat of the day of Qiyamah, my Allah? Hey, Malik Kareem, keep us under your shade on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, keep us under your shade when there will be no shade but your shade on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Allah, make us be, Ya Allah, in the coolness of your shade, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, our lives are in turmoil, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are having the upper hand over us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become maghloob, my Allah. Forgive us, protect us, remove us from zulumat, from darkness of sin and vice and evil, my Allah. Into the noor of your marifat, your love, muhabbat, my Allah. Your ishq, my Allah, the ishq of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, so many people are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. So many in hospitals at home, my Allah, they're not well. Ya Allah, you are Shafi, Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Allahumma shfihim shifa an la yugadiru saqama. Ya Allah, grant them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Because you did correctly, my Allah. Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik. وَأَغْرِنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ. Allah give us mawt in Madina Sharif, pariyah in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. Hawdi Kuthur, water from his Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect all of us from azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, protect us, our children, our grandchildren, our family members, my Allah. Make our children and grandchildren, our progeny, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrad, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, farri al-hamm, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin, idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.